You're moving.
I'm moving.
I love it.
I'm a living, breathing, moving person on the other side of your computer screen.
Oh, that makes me so much happier. You know, I like animated hangy. with a little slice of Kristen Bell hair in the background. A little like lion. You guys are both like lionesses. This is beautiful.
Look at this major hair action today.
Major.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Create Podcast, and you have Natalie Roy, Kristen Hange, and Kristen Bell, and we are talking from different cities. Natalie's all the way over in New York City, and you have the two Kristens in Los Angeles.
It's a fun party from coast to coast.
It is. Okay, so the other day I came over for the Super Bowl and I was just like, I feel like I'm just going to start like coming over all the time, like every holiday. I'm like, hi guys, I'm here.
Kristen's teaching me how to make coffee with my coffee machine.
Oh, see, Kristen's good like that.
I've been spending a lot of time here in Los Angeles.
We're kind of like the illegitimate children of the Bells.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We just show up every once in a while, like for tacos and
spiritual talk. I'm going to say legitimate. Yes! Yeah. I'm so happy to be legitimate.
I love it.
Natalie Roy, is it Arctic cold in New York City?
Actually, New York City is beautiful today. We're like in the 60s with sunshine. It's an amazing day in New York City.
What?
I feel like Mother Nature is giving us like a little treat because it's the new moon, but I feel like next week she'll probably be triggered again. So I'm just taking the moment as it is and accepting everything that she wants to deliver to myself.
I'm so excited that today's the new moon.
Today's the new moon. It's the Aquarius new moon. And the theme of this new moon for this month is actually activation. And it's all about what we want to activate. But the Aquarius energy is actually air. And it's very much about the mother energy and the nurturing energy. And also because it's coming at embolic, which is basically the halfway point between winter and spring, it's awakening the mother energy as the source of what we're planting for the spring ahead. Ooh. So that we awaken our creativity, our desires, we awaken the things that we want to create in this coming season from the energy of the mother. It's like the symbol is the mother breastfeeding her child. So us giving nourishment to our dreams, to what we want to grow, to what we want to make happen in the spring from that gentle, resting, nurturing place, as opposed to that hustle-driven, more masculine place of power and strength. This is about creation from generosity and silence and rest.
Oh, I mean, makes this podcast topic so on point.
Well, that's why I loved what Kay Bell was sharing with us just a few moments ago about just feeling almost this like hibernating feeling or this quiet feeling or this feeling of just wanting to rest. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what this is about.
Kay Bell, you were telling me earlier that you actually got not to work on your project this week, but just to like go inward.
I did. Because you said that you had a similar message and I got a put it aside for a week.
Yeah. Mother Nature's up to things. Like we have to trust that there's a process that's bigger than us. Like we often will so take for granted that, you know, we are spinning on this planet that just happens to stay where it stays and does what it does based on other planets and forces that we can't understand that are so big and so huge. So when people are like, is there something at work that's bigger than me? It's like, all the time, every second of every day, there is something bigger than us at work for us. And it has its own rhythm. And so it's up to us to really tune into when our body gives us a message that says rest, that says don't walk on that side of the street, that says take some time for you. That's an important message. And often if we receive that message and we look around at what's happening in the environment or astrologically or with the moon cycle, we will often see that it's exactly aligned. And that's what helps us learn how to trust ourselves and trust our instinct and trust what we're receiving. So when we can tune into even just noticing that, oh, I notice that my body just wants to rest right now. And then you look around the world and you see that, oh, it's being reflected also in nature right now. Oh, that's being reflected in the moon cycle right now. Then you start to realize that you're part of something that's bigger than you, that's giving you messages and information all the time. When you start to tune into that wisdom, then you start being able to tune into greater and greater wisdom and receive greater and greater.
Well, it's so interesting because the topic of this podcast, Take a Seat, Stop Everything and Trust, came from the fact that I was going to Los Angeles and I was going to do work on this work project. And as like the right before I'm planning to leave, I get a phone call that the project I'm coming here to do got pushed a week. So instead of like coming to Los Angeles and immediately going into work, I had this whole week with nothing. And I was like, whoa. And I heard, don't put anything in it. Mm. And I was like, huh? And I was walking up the steps to my apartment and I heard, take a seat. And I said, what does that stand for? And then I heard, stop everything. And I was like, whoa. Okay. That's really clear. Mm. So I was like, I'm going to go to Los Angeles and I'm not going to know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to plan my days. I'm not going to line up appointments. I'm going to literally let it unfold in front of me the next moment, the next right step. Mm. I'm going to clear everything away so that I can really hear and listen and then also be able to feel inspiration and then move from that place. Mm. And the direction was so clear. It was like, I got you. I won't mess with you when you're that clear.
Yeah, it's so funny. And I don't know if we shared this with Kay Bell, but I know I've shared this with Kay Hange. But I had this, I'm having this experience because I'm now dating someone from Europe. So the style and the pace is very different than the American style and pace. And so there's often this thing of like, why are you running to do this? Like, even when we're walking in the park, he'll look at me and say, why are you running? And I'm like, I'm not running. I'm just walking. But there's such this energy of constant movement, always trying to get somewhere, always trying to get to the next level, always trying to make something happen, always trying to get ahead. And there's some glorious things that can come out of that place. But we make that place the only place that we live and it becomes habitual. And then it's very hard for us to take a seat. It's very hard for us to stop everything because we feel like if I stop, someone else is going to get ahead or I'm going to miss something or I'm not going to make enough money, et cetera, et cetera. So the funny thing for me in trying to navigate this new relationship and making space for it in my very busy schedule was I was making a negotiation that, okay, well, it's really important for me to get up and do my morning practice. So I'm going to set an alarm for 7 a.m. before he gets up and do my morning practice and make this whole thing happen. And so I'm writing in my journal my desire list for the day. And I wrote on my desire list, I really want a beautiful experience and expression of love. And as I'm writing this, my phone rings. It's my boyfriend saying, will you please come give me cuddles? And I'm like, I can't. I'm doing my morning practice. I had to stop in that moment and say, wait. I just asked for a moment of feeling love and connection. But I'm so busy hustling to try to make it happen that I'm not actually stopping to see that it's already here. And I'm not stopping to receive what's already here because I'm trying to get somewhere else. And so when you said to me, stop everything and take a seat, sometimes what I think comes up for me is when I stop everything, I actually see that there's a lot around me that I haven't even acknowledged yet, that I already have what I think I'm asking for. And from that place, I have a lot more power. And so sometimes when we stop everything, it's to clear something away. Sometimes when we stop everything, it's to acknowledge what's already here. And sometimes it's just to give ourselves the gift of being in the present moment or the gift of stopping for a moment and taking what our body might need to nourish itself.
Yes, absolutely. And I think often our lives get filled with activities that have been motivated by a fear of scarcity. Right? We fill our schedules because we want to be busy because we're afraid of the silence. We're afraid of thoughts that have been bubbling down low beneath the surface. We're afraid of those coming up so that we have to face things that make us feel uncomfortable or that we don't want to deal with. So there's a way that we fill our schedules so that we don't have to face ourselves. And also a way that we can fill our schedules because we think we have to earn, achieve, hustle, make it happen, as opposed to trust that we can move from a more organic place. And I do think something that happens when we are willing to stop everything is and face those things that we've been avoiding facing, that underneath that is a feeling of this open-hearted contentment, right? Mm-hmm. There's a place that you reach where you really feel held and supported when you meet yourself and you let, like as Eckhart Tolle talks about, like the, you know, the mind chatters begins to settle. And once it settles, when you are in the seat of your authentic self, there's a new impulse that comes up. And from that impulse, when that drives the action that you take or the step that life is longing for, when you start to move from that place of organic bliss, your actions are empowered in a different way.
Mm.
So that's one of the things that I've just been asking myself about is, perhaps life wants me to be empty so that I can hear a deeper impulse.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. And I love what you were saying about the feminine energy, that it's a surrendering, it's an allowing, and it's a trust that like something's happening that's beyond your own abilities to make it happen. It's such a beautiful thing.
Right. It feels like the mother energy is so a listening, a receptive, and a creating of space for something, right? So a mother's body expands to make space for the child. You know, a mother's breasts will fill with milk in order to feed and give nurturing. A mother will create space in her home for the baby to live and to grow and will create space in her heart. So I really think that, you know, the feminine way is about the creation of space. And so there's a calling in us to create a space that we can sit in and be nurtured by and be fed through. So in that way, we become both the mother who creates the space and also almost the child who receives what's created in that space. And I think that that's really powerful, that most of us as adults don't give ourselves the right, the permission to be fed, to receive. We think we have to be the doer and the creator, but we don't realize that there is creation and the divine force that wants to give to us because we are its children.
Yes. And that part of an act of creation, so if we find that there's something in our life we want to create or manifest or bring in, is actually clearing the space first.
Mm.
And so many of us are afraid that if we clear the space, we'll be left with nothing. As opposed to, no, that's the first act of creation.
Right. So, I can think of is it Marie Kondo, the woman who does all the tidying up? And she says, you know, you hold something and if it doesn't give you joy, let it go. Yeah. But also, there's so much joy in the making of space.
Yes.
If you're not attached to thinking it can only come from this source, and if I let go of it, there won't be any more.
Right. Like if you're operating underneath the law that the universe loves me and it can't wait to fill my heart's desire, then making space becomes really exciting.
Right.
Ooh, I'm clearing it out. I am clearing it out because I know the universe abhors a vacuum. It can't wait to bring something better into my life. So I willingly release, I willingly let go because I know that I'm being held. I know that part of this process is the letting go and clearing so that I can be filled.
I remember at one of our early creates, we used to say, you have to pour out some of the orange juice so the universe can give you champagne.
cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So as we look at this, you know, new Aquarian moon, and we think about what is it now that the divine is inspiring me to create in my life? Right? Well, where am I finding those desires in my heart of, I'd like to create this, I'd like to see this happen? Am I willing, one, to get silent so I can listen to what is the most authentic desire? And then am I willing to make space in my life so that those authentic desires can come in?
Right.
And I think my own personal prayer for myself is, may I no longer be run by the fear that it won't show up.
Mm.
May my faith be so strong that it is very easy for me to let go.
Mm.
So that I'm no longer, that there isn't a hoarding of needing to keep a schedule busy or needing to keep a calendar filled or even a closet filled. May I really let go with ease because I'm so deeply in trust of how generous the universe is. And may I trust that divine feminine inside of me that knows my body and knows when I'm moving in flow versus when I'm pushing myself.
Right. You know, I remember telling you, Kristen, the other day, I was having a bit of a rough morning and I couldn't describe it. It was just this heaviness and a sadness. And I couldn't label it as being attached to any one thing. I just felt this almost lethargy in my body, this fatigue in my body, this like lack of life force energy. And I remember saying to you, so I didn't know what to do about it. So I went to a Cuban dance class because I thought, well, all I have to do is just listen. And I really just felt, just do something that brings you joy. So for me, Cuban dance class brings me ultimate joy because I'm so bad at it. I put no expectations on myself that, you know, there's a lot of things in my life I do because I feel like I'm good at them. And then there's an expectation and a pressure that comes along with needing to be good at them. This is something that because I let myself off the hook, I already know it's not going to go well, that I can just go and experience joy. And so when I went to this dance class, I saw this sign on the wall that said, the solution is born before the problem.
I saw that. I saw that post of yours and I saw it and I was like, well done.
Yes. And so it was just so interesting that part of the take a seat, part of the stop everything and just being was the next inspired action I got was go to dance class. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. And then I show up at dance class and then that sign is there. Ah, okay. So you just take the step that you receive, knowing it will lead you to the next thing that you need to receive. It's kind of like a little treasure hunt, you know?
And you know what I know is if I'm moving too fast, I can't hear my heart's wisdom.
Right.
Well, that Kristen Swearard and Rob and I have been talking a lot about the heart's wisdom, like the wisdom that's inside here and being able to like, we were talking about like going inside of your heart and asking the questions mm-hmm. and then the answers come.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to watch myself of when I'm going so fast that I'm moving too fast that I don't even have the awareness to go inside my heart and ask the question.
Yeah.
May I allow myself to go at the pace that gives me the room and the space so that I can just take the moment to go inside my heart and say, show me, tell me, lead me. Because there's always an answer there.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, but the HeartMath Institute does a lot of studies about the heart and the heart's intelligence. And they say that they can basically determine that the heart receives information 3 to 5 seconds before the brain. So I often think that the heart already knows. The mind, the brain is trying to figure it out. And so the brain's always going to give us advice based on what it's figured out thus far. And it doesn't have it all figured out yet, but the heart knows. Like the heart receives it, gets it, knows the right next step. And so it's about which master we're tuning into, which master we're listening to.
I think you could also say that the heart is the solution and the brain is busy working on the problem.
Ooh, came out.
That's good.
Back to your message.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
Is there before the problem? Is that what the
yeah.
sign is?
Yeah. Yeah, the solution arrives before the problem, is born before the problem.
The heart knows.
The heart knows. You know, it's interesting when we talk about part of the reason we try to move so fast is because of what we might be trying to avoid or cover. So another interesting thing is that the space between heartbeats is the thing that tells you what the emotional resonance or vibration of a person is. But also, yoga calls the space between heartbeat beats or the space between breaths the madhya, and they say that's where all true wisdom is.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So it's not the beat or the breath, it's the space between. Mm. Right? And often, how much do we find that? It's in our life, we measure our life by these big moments or these big events or these things that happen. We look back on our life and say, this is when I got married, or this is when I had my child, or this is when I started this job, or this is when I won this award, or this is when I did this. But who we are actually is happening in between those beats. Mm-hmm. And who we are and what we are becoming is actually the person who's journeying through those beats. And it really has nothing to do with the beats themselves. It has to do with the space between them.
It reminds me of being in meditation. And, you know, when you can focus in and out on the breath, and sometimes the silences between the in-breath and the out-breath, or the silence that will occur in between a mantra phrase, and the silences become longer and the silences become bigger. And in that is where the deeper wisdom arises. And what comes to me is how many times I've just sat in meditation and then all of a sudden there will be something deeper that comes up. So I almost feel like that's what the universe was doing with my empty week this week. Mm-hmm. Is like, I want to create a bigger space because I'm doing something. Mm-hmm. And I actually have a feeling like the universe is doing something in my life that I don't know about. Mm-hmm. I'm not supposed to know about. Mm-hmm. It's like, in a way, keeping me busy doing something else because it's working on my behalf. And the stop everything and trust is like, it's like, baby girl, I got something for you that's mm-hmm. going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
Like, and don't meddle in it. Mm-hmm. Just get inside of you. Breathe inside of you. Find home inside of you. And then when we're ready, we'll let you know. As it's like it's a deep reinforcement of I don't always have to be a doer. Mm-hmm. And letting go of the part of me that wants to be the one that does and achieves, so that I can really be inside co-creation.
What's interesting about you and I, Kristen, that always happens with our journey, and I remember us having this conversation, I think it was around the holidays, we're like, let's ask ourselves some leading questions of like where there's some discomfort or suffering or like illusion or like angsty stuff coming up. And let's like try to get to the bottom of what that is. And we were asking ourselves questions, and it both, all the questions we asked ourselves. And it's interesting because for us, it always shows up really differently. Like our lives look different. The issues look different. How things manifest look different. The way I get triggered looks different than the way you get triggered, or the things that I'm focused on are different than the things you're focused on. But we both deduced it to, we both still think we have to be the doer, and that's causing the suffering. Now, what I love about yoga is yoga says the purpose of suffering is to lead us from suffering. So the only reason we suffer is so we know we don't have to. It, like, we're not suffering because of a punishment. We're not suffering because we did something wrong. We're not suffering for any reason other than for the deep knowing that, wait, this doesn't feel good, and I can choose to not. I can choose something else.
As if life is whispering, there's another way.
There's another way. So here's how yoga describes it. They call it, the word is dukkha, and dukkha even sounds like, that's funny. So it's the word for the bad space. Mm-hmm. It's the word for the discomfort we find ourselves in that causes us to want to be anywhere else. Most of us were taught that if something causes us to suffer, we should promptly move away from it. But yoga tells us when something causes you to suffer, you move deeper in your curiosity to it. Yoga says that dukkha will provide you the information you need to transcend it. Mm. The suffering itself actually has the way through itself. The suffering has the answer. So it's not something to run away from. It's something to say, come here, come closer. Let me hold you. Let me understand you. It reminds me of what Kay Bell, you were talking about with the anxiety. Let me be your friend. What are you trying to tell me? Mm-hmm. Let me not push you away.
Let me ask you some questions so that I can really understand what the message is here. You have something to tell me. And it is that true that if we keep pushing it away and we keep avoiding it, then we don't get its wisdom. And it's going to keep knocking, trying to get our attention so that it can give us the answer, so it can give it, deliver its wisdom, because it's love. It loves us. It's benevolent. It wants us to know something else.
Right. It wants us to evolve.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's here to help us move out of the current paradigm, the current limited belief systems, and transcend into the next place. So it carries with it the way through it. And so our job is to get still, take that seat, and sit beside the suffering and say, what are you here to show me? What are you here to teach me? How can I listen? How can I be a space big enough to hold you and know you won't kill me?
Right, like Michael Beckwith would often say, the solution is inside the problem.
Right.
So if we go into it, he would always break it down to like pro emblem. So there's an emblem, it's a symbol of something inside that is pro, it's for us.
Mm, that's beautiful.
You and I made this sheet of all sorts of fun things to talk about on this thing that we haven't
talked about anything.
But I knew that there was this cool Wayne Dyer quote that I found that was, that says, everything that's created comes out of silence. Your thoughts emerge from the nothingness of silence. Your words come out of this void. Your very essence emerged from emptiness. All creativity requires some stillness.
That's cool.
Isn't that a great quote? Like, I love that in order to give birth, we first have to have that empty space. So in order to have an exciting brand new thought or a shift in a paradigm, it has to come from a place of emptiness. In order to give birth to something new in our life, it has to come from that place of stillness. So that isn't something to be feared. It's something that is part of a natural cycle.
And I truly believe that the gift of the stillness is that's where we learn to trust, mm-hmm. right? Think about so many of us have our intentions or our desires, and it's like the seeds that we plant in the ground, but nothing will ever grow if you keep going and digging it up and checking the progress, right? Like there requires in the stillness, in the waiting, in the silence, when you don't see any result, when the seed is just in the ground doing what it's doing, getting the nourishment it needs, learning to take up more space, that's where you develop trust. Because the trust, the faith of loving and believing in what you don't yet see as manifest, as the fuel to let it come to life in its own time. And that without us learning to trust ourselves, to trust something outside of ourselves, to trust the process of life, we never feel safe in life. And so we're always looking around life trying to find and attach to safety, which is why we can't let go of things, because we think that that's the source and supply that's going to make us safe, that's going to keep us safe. That's, you know, without this job, I will not be okay. Without this person, I will not be okay. Without this relationship, I will not be okay.
Oh my goodness, so many things.
Oh my goodness.
All the bells are ringing, Natalie.
Everybody, all of them.
Life is telling you, you got it. You got it.
So it's almost like they're safety calling. You know, it's like safety is saying, I'm here. I'm inside. Pick up the phone. Listen to me. I've got this. And stop seeking it always in the outside world.
Well, yeah. So stillness actually becomes faith in action.
That's it.
Your stillness proves how deep you trust the universe. I know, I see, it's all here. I don't need to run around in that world of form trying to shift things around. Mm-hmm. I know where my point of power is.
Right, right. And it's through that place of deep trust that we can adopt this very nurturing mother-like energy with all of our baby dreams that we're bringing to life. It's like, I trust that you have your own path. I don't need to control you. I don't need to tell you what to do. I don't need to manipulate the situation. I don't need to make it happen. You have your own personality, your own set of skills, your own set of talents, your own way of doing things. And I just want to get curious about what you're here to show me, what you're here to teach me, and how you want to manifest through me. So my job is to sit back and watch with pride this life of my dream as it manifests and unfolds in front of me.
I think it was Eckhart Tolle who said something about letting life be lived through you, that there is an energy in life. This life force wants to live through you. It is the dancer. It's doing the thing. So let it, like, get out of the way and let this thing happen. So in the same way that our projects or our careers know where they're going and don't need us to get in there and fix them, but to listen to them in a deeper way, in the same way, I feel like our life has that same impulse. Our life knows what it wants to do and wants to be. And
it knows why we're here.
It knows why we're here. So if we can, I keep feeling like it's like our ego will often create this sense of busyness to actually distract us from the ultimate movement. You know?
Oh, I love it. Take a seat.
Take a seat.
I have a little quote from Osho on trust that I love. So Osho says, you should learn to become more conscious and alert to trust yourself. Do you trust yourself? If you trust yourself, it will be an unconditional trust because it won't be for any particular reason. And out of that unconditional trust, you will grow many branches. You will become a huge tree with great foliage. You will trust love. You will trust truth. You will trust godliness. You will trust beauty. You will simply trust because your heart is full of trust and there is not even a shadow of distrust. And even if you want to distrust, you cannot. Only when you cannot distrust, even if you want to, have you come to the very center of your being, from where arises trust in existence, in life, in people, in trees. And it is not because of any conditions. Trust itself is such a blessing, such an ecstasy in itself. And once you have tasted it within yourself, you will taste it in the whole of the cosmos. If it is so great just within you, how much greater you will see it when you trust everything, because it no longer depends on any condition being fulfilled. So I think that so many of us are going around saying, I'll rest when I make enough money. I'll stop moving when this happens. I'll trust once my kids go to college. I'll, you know, once there's certain conditions fulfilled, then I'll stop. Then I'll rest, then I'll relax, then I'll release. And the calling is to trust in life and to trust that life is for you and to trust that life loves you is to do it now. Stop before you feel your work is done. Stop before you have enough money. Stop before you think everything's going to be okay. And find the internal place, the heart space where the solution is already here, where everything's already okay. In the quiet, in the stillness, when creation is already happening on your behalf, where there's nothing for you to do, there's just something for you to relish in and celebrate and experience. And there's a receiving and a nourishment that wants to be given to you because you are worthy just because you're here in human form, just because you're you and because the universe loves you.
I love that. That's so beautiful. Thank you, Natalie.
So beautiful.
And so may we take that this week with us. Deep trust in ourselves, even if we don't know how to do that yet. Can we start to make friends with ourselves and say, perhaps I'm willing to trust myself. Perhaps I'm willing to trust silence. Can I be willing to trust life? Can I be willing to trust rest? Can I be willing to trust moving at a different speed? Can I be willing to trust listening in a way I've never listened before? And what's exciting is who we might become in that stillness. and how our faith might grow when we allow ourselves not to be the doer, but the true receiver of all that life has to give us.
And so it is.
And so it is.
All right, if we have to.
Okay, can we do it in cute outfits?
Of course.
All right. Miss Kay Bell, any parting words?
You guys were speaking to me. Just thank you for that gift.
We love you, Kay Bell. I'm so happy we convinced you to hang out with us.
I know. I was like, I'll listen in, sure.
I'm so glad you're here.
And it was just what I needed.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, all of our listeners. We are so grateful for the gift of you taking a seat, taking some time with us. It just means so much. And so many of you recently have emailed us or shared on the Facebook page what podcast you're into or what ideas you like or things you want to talk about. So if you have more things you want us to talk about or ideas for us, please send them our way, because we love to hear from you. And it just means the world that you give us some of your time and precious energy. So thank you for that. And if you are not on our mailing list and you want to be, you can pop over to our website, which is www.thecreateseries.com. And over there, you can get some free meditations from us. You can get a free downloadable guide to creating a morning practice. You can join our mailing list and find out all the things we're up to. And also, if you're not on our Create Facebook page, you can pop on over there at c.r.e.a.t.e community Facebook page. There we go.
Done. Have the best weeks, the best week, and enjoy this new moon and this new time of creating.
Oh, and I also want to share with everyone, this is now the Chinese New Year, the year of the pig. Now, what this year represents is receiving in abundance and luxury. And I heard this great spiritual teacher say, it's like the year of Miss Piggy. She's going about her business in her pearls and her white gloves and living her best life. So as you move into this beautiful evening, this beautiful upcoming Chinese New Year, remember that this is a year where you get to truly receive in an abundant and in a way that makes you feel like absolute luxury. So enjoy.
Luxury for all.
Thank you so much for listening. We love to feel like we have friends all over the world in you who are committed to doing their dream on the planet.
And if you liked this podcast and you want to find out more about what we're doing or who we are, our pop-up classes, our online classes, you can check all of that out at thecreateseries.com.
And if you want to be part of our Facebook community, you can go to the Create Community page. That's C.R.E.A.T.E. community.
And if you loved this podcast, why not share it with a friend?